You're with Paul Makin on Fab FM. Welcome to the program. It is Friday morning. It is the launch of Carnival today. It all starts today, but I'll tell you what's starting right now, and that's our regular segment with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, who joins me now. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, mate, it's been a big week for telcos, but we'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to talk to you about the particular week. It's a very special week this week, isn't it?
Look, it is. It's Scam Awareness Week. Now, that gets run by the ACCC every year. Do I think it's great at publicising it? No, I don't. That's why people like me, I think, mention it to kind of like get the points across to the listeners out there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you 10 quick tips, and I'll put them all up on my website, and we'll talk about the website at the end of the segment. So what people should look out for is people asking you for money who you don't know in person, including asking you to buy iTunes gift cards to repair certain things or pay certain people. I've got to say, well done to Australia Post for actually putting warning signs up in their post offices now, because we've had people walk in to buy thousands of dollars worth of these things at one time. So don't do that. People asking you for advance fees to receive a loan, a prize, or other winnings. It's a scam. People ask you to move your conversation off social media to go to, like, to separate emails or, you know, another social media platform. That's going to be a scam as well. People claiming to be a friend or a relative in an emergency. So, you know, suddenly we get a message from, you know, Paul's overseas, and suddenly can I send him money when I know he's ensconced in Australia? And you've got to stop doing that, Paul.
Yeah, so, when you keep sending the money, that's it. But in all seriousness, how the hell do they get your actual name? How can they be that personal?
A lot of the times they can, sometimes a bit hit or miss. So they gather your names. Every time we see data breaches around the world where you lose all your information, that's how they've gathered things around. So if we go back a few years ago with the Yahoo issue where everybody's details was released, a lot of your information, that's how people have got along and gathered these. Mm. So it's fascinating when you think about that. People claiming you owe money, supposedly from the tax department or a fine. I was with a business this week. They actually got a phone call while I was there. He was giving out all of his information until I stepped in and stopped it. Messages or posts with poor spelling or grammatical mistakes in there. Have a good look through emails. Emails with addresses that don't match the official website. If it's not .com, not .com.au, but it turns out to be .ur or something, .ur is a bit of a warning sign out there. Look at the address when you receive emails. People or accounts directing you to a website or page to claim a prize. No, it's going to be a scam. Now, my favourite one of all is people or organisations that ask to log on to your computer to fix issues. Check their details. Don't let strangers do this. You're giving people the keys to the kingdom. Every time I see this, Paul, it's about stealing banking details or getting your logon details for other things. It's all a scam. So just be aware of all of these things that are happening.
You know, if someone asked me to fiddle with my computer and they were a stranger, I mean, it sounds so silly. Why would even people contemplate that?
They do, for whatever reason. You know, I would see literally 3 to 4 people a week who've done this and in some cases have lost information on it, or had their banking details stolen. The analogy I use is if I came to your home and said, Paul, I've come to fix your computer, but I need you to stand out in your front lawn for half an hour while I have a bit of a look around your house, you wouldn't let me do it.
Well, certainly I wouldn't let you.
No. Thank you for that, Paul. But people are doing it with their computers, which we hold the most personal information that we've got on there.
We're talking to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. He's on every Friday morning around this time to talk all things tech. Now, you're suggesting to people now to make sure they look at their address bar. What's the go there?
So when you go up and you look at the address, so you go to a website, look at the address bar up the top. Now, what you're looking for most of the time is HTTPS. S stands for secure on there. So if you're buying something, make sure it's got an S in the URL at the top, because S is secure. It means if I enter my credit card details in there, it's actually going to the organization that I want it to. And, you know, if you're banking, make sure it's got the S up there as well. So what I tell people is, no S, no bank, no shop. S is for secure.
Now, I didn't know that. I will make, you know, note of that. I think that's very, very important. Now, we do know now through a survey how much time Australians spend on social media. Now, I gather the figure would be fairly high.
Look, it's fairly high and growing, Paul. So the average Australian aged over 14 actually spends 6 hours on social media every week. I reckon it's a phenomenal figure. Now, I'm not picking on females out here, but 14 to 24 year old females, more than double that figure, with 14 hours on social media every week. That's nearly 2 hours a day. Phenomenal figure. Men are less than that, so about a third less. So, you know, we're spending so much time on social media, Paul, you know, it's beginning to me to be a bit of a worry.
Well, it certainly is. I mean, you know, I try to cut down as much. And the thing is, too, that with social media now, I think this is only my personal opinion. It's a bit of a health hazard, because if you're sitting at a computer all day inside, you're not getting any vitamin D, you're not getting any of the sun, you're not getting fresh air. And I think it will end up, we'll get a survey one day saying it is a health hazard.
Look, we might do. I mean, you know, it's my job, but I always make sure that, you know, I go out, I run in the morning, some mornings a week. I make sure I get outside, I make sure I'm healthy about, you know, those things. But one of the things that always fascinated me is, you remember Pokemon Go, Paul, when that came out? So it was a game that got everybody outside. There were thousands of people playing it. You could tell the computer nerds out there, because they were the pale ones that had been sitting in their parents' rooms or in their room and never seen the sun. And then they suddenly, it was a whole new world for them out there. That was one of the reasons I thought Pokemon Go was a great thing to get people out of the house and on the streets.
Absolutely right. Bit of exercise too, and it's good for the kids. Now, let's talk the telcos. First of all, Telstra, outages, can't get through. What the hell is happening with Telstra?
Well, it's the second or third time it's fallen over this month. So this one was a software failure. It caused the 4G network to basically collapse. They put all the calls and data onto the 3G network. That fell over in record time as well. So for a period of about 5 hours, we appeared to lose, you know, all phone calls, text messaging and data. Impacted a lot of businesses, I've got to say, and people around the country, including, I think, in New South Wales, that some of the 000 services did not work as well. It needs to be fixed. And you know, speaking to people in Telstra, they're working to get this thing fixed so it doesn't fall over again. But it's not good, Paul, you know, not when this happens.
Absolutely. We're talking to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. He's on every Friday morning around this time to talk all things tech. Now, Virgin. What's happening with Virgin? Have they fallen over and why?
Virgin Mobile has basically fallen over. We found that out yesterday, Paul. So they're going to close 36 stores around the country as well, and there's some Optus stores, I think, closing. Optus are cutting 200 jobs. Virgin, if you're a Virgin Mobile customer, you will get notification from Optus in the next few days to go along and give you your options. So when that call center rings you up, this is one call I will be taking, because you know you'll end up not, if you ignore it, you're going to lose your line. Just remember, it's your prerogative about who you go with. So, you know, Optus will obviously try and get you to go with them, but you've got two other carriers out there that you can go with. So make a judgment based on what you use as far as your mobile usage is concerned.
Now, Virgin's a big organisation. Is this any concern with Richard Branson's whole operation? We've got the airlines, you've got a whole lot of other businesses. Or is this just isolated to Virgin mobiles and that side of it?
Just isolated Virgin Mobiles. I think, you know, it's just the name at the moment, Paul, that they were using for that time. There was a breakaway part going back a couple of years ago. So I think, and I've got to say, there's about 1 million people around the country who are on Virgin Mobile. But no, as far as the Virgin brand's concerned, I think that's very healthy.
Terrific. Richard Pascoe, where do people find you?
Head on over to talktech.com.au for all the information that we put up there, including all the scam advice this morning.
Terrific. And also, Richard goes onto our podcast at our website, which is fabfm.com.au. Have a great weekend, Richard, and I will see you again and talk to you again next Friday.
Look forward to it, Paul.